If you have a heart condition and emergency rooms and medical doctors are not an option, you need our emergency heart attack kit. 5 concentrated liquid formulas enter the system in 60 seconds to protect your heart muscle, strengthen heartbeat, increase circulation, relieve pain, and make breathing easier. When seconds count, you want all the help you can get with our emergency heart attack kit. Easy to use and portable in a 1-pound compact kit for your purse, briefcase, or car. Call Apothecary Herbs now for your emergency heart attack kit toll free. 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com.
As we age, there can be many reasons why we feel tired, have memory issues, gain weight, struggle with stress, or feel depressed. These symptoms can be indicators that the adrenal glands that sit on top of your kidneys need metabolic strengthening. There are herbs known to improve adrenal gland function, circulation, blood pressure, skin, muscle, and bone strength. Why suffer with weakness when you can use gland-strengthening medicinal herbs? Empower yourself with the organic balanced chemistry in the adrenal gland formula. You will remove the risk of megadoses and offer specific nutrition the body needs. Call Apothecary Herbs now for their adrenal gland formula. 866-229-3663. ThePowerHerbs.com. That's Apothecary Herbs. 866-229-3663. ThePowerHerbs.com. Because if you're serious about herbs, you need Apothecary Herbs.
Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in untested vaccine, hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate for those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad spectrum immune boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Call Apothecary Herbs toll free, 866-229-3663, or online, thepowerherbs.com. That's 866-229-3663, or thepowerherbs.com.
Welcome to Herb Talk Live. I'm your resident herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Hope you had a great day here on Herb Talk. It's all about empowerment. That's what we're going to do. Magical Engineer Frank, he's ready. I'm ready. Thanks for joining us here on the American Voice Radio Network. We had a great show. I'm going to, for the first few minutes of the show, briefly touch on, after the quack report, I'm going to touch on the viral shedding issue. I'm still digging into it, but I'll kind of give you what I've got now, and we may touch back on that in the next few weeks. So we got lots to talk about and our quack report, but before we get into that, we want to say a big salute and semper fi to righteous men and women in uniform. I don't know about you, but I'm hitting the knees, I'm seeking the Lord's face, and I'm minding the time because it grows short. And let's see, we always do a devotional. And 2 Timothy 1, remember this, God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. So be of good courage. In Psalms 31, it says, and he shall strengthen your heart and you that hope in the Lord. So he'll lift you up. He'll lift you up and look after you. And he always tells us, don't worry about, don't be afraid of these people in the world. All they can do is kill the body. Worry about God. He can kill the body and the soul. So mind the time, it grows short, and seek the Lord's face. He is the way. And without further ado, let's do the quack report. Thanks, Frank. Okay, first up in the quack report, researchers find 1,000 different proteins in the AstraZeneca's COVID vaccine they think are linked to the deadly blood clots. Well, if you missed the show on, was it last week, on they found the COVID virus is really a vascular disease virus, so this goes hand in hand with it. This is a German scientist. He discovered that the coronavirus 19 vaccine made by AstraZeneca and Johnson & Johnson's J&J vaccine that have caused some people to develop the deadly blood clots. Professor André Greinacher, a blood expert, University of Greifswald, he says the two viral vector vaccines contain genetically modified cold viruses that, upon injection, trigger an autoimmune response. He says the stray proteins, along with the preservatives that are in the vaccine, the EDTA, which is the ethylenediamethylactic acid, are directly, he says, responsible for causing the clots. He says his team identified more than 1,000 human-derived cell proteins in the injections that they believe are getting into your bloodstream and clamping onto your blood component known as platelet factor 4 or platelet factor PF4 is what they call platelet factor 4. And there, he says, they form these complexes that which activate the production of your antibody. He says then it generates this inflammatory response throughout the whole body. Your immune system is activated at this point, thinks it has a wild infection of bacteria. So the immune system then overreacts. It goes nuts, he says, essentially causing deadly bleeding and clotting. Well, I think they saw that in the animal studies, Frank, but they just didn't want to admit it. And then they saw it in the clinical trials, and they just didn't want to admit it. And now we see it all over the world. And they still don't want to admit it. Last but not least in the quack report, here are the 10 most popular Western medical treatments that failed to heal you. It's a report. They have on the list antibiotics, antihistamines, surgery, chemotherapy, radiation, blood-thinning medicines, vaccines, high blood pressure medicines, cholesterol medicines, and anxiety antidepressant medications, or SSRIs. So those are the top 10 medical treatments that don't really heal you, actually can make your problem worse, according to that report. Well, like we didn't already know that, Frank. Oh, goodness. And that wraps the quack report. Thanks, Frank. Yeah, I know. I think there are some things in scientific medicine that are very valuable, and they save lives, and that's trauma care. But a lot of these prescription drugs, always do your homework, please. All right, we're going to talk briefly, and I mean briefly, about the viral shedding, because I'm still kind of digging into this, but I've gotten so many calls that I'm going to share what I've got so far, okay? We may be able to add to this report the next few weeks. So based on the calls, you know, people are very interested in these reports of viral shedding that people get after they get the COVID vaccine. So viral shedding really, though, is not anything new. It happens with any vaccine that contains a virus in it. So, and most shedding occurs over a 14-day period unless the pathogen has been genetically modified, like your measles vaccine where they had an outbreak a few years back, and this caused a more virulent reaction of measles, more severe reaction, actually, and the vaccinated people got sick with the measles, and then they shed the virus off for more than 3 weeks. So some health experts argue that, hey, if the virus is dead and not a live virus, there really is no shedding. Well, let's check this out. Here's what the scholarly reports of recent publication are saying. They're investigating the matter of the viral shedding. Recently in the Lancet Journal, there's this debate over the SARS-CoV and MERS COVID viruses. They come up from time to time in discussions. So they wanted to look at the load dynamics. Apparently load dynamics have a part to play in shedding. So they were picking apart more than 11 studies, and they found two. They came across a sectional study and a randomized control trial study. And the report felt that the data was comprehensive enough to evaluate the RNA shedding of the virus. So what they found was that patients who get injected with these viral vaccines will engage in what they called prolonged shedding beyond the normal 14 days. So, in fact, they even listed 83 days of shedding due to prolonged infection of the upper respiratory tract. However, they also stated they couldn't culture a live virus after 9 days despite the high viral loads. So I guess it really doesn't matter if it's live or not. Here's a quote from the Lancet Journal, published January 1st, 2021. They say duration of infectiousness and isolation timelines could reflect viral load dynamics and could be counted from a symptom onset for 10 days in the non-severe cases. Viral RNA loads affect these dynamics. SARS-CoV viral loads peak about 10 to 14 days, but stool samples show infectious agents up to and beyond 21 days. MERS-CoV peaks at about 7 to 10 days, and science is unclear how contagious patients are when fecal matter contains the virus still. So prolonged viral shedding has been cited in study reports. However, no meta-analysis on the shedding was ever done. So that's in the Lancet Journal there. Now there's this other study that came across. I didn't have time to really pick it apart, but I'll give you kind of a highlight on it. It was published this year, 2021, in the Journal of Nature, and they found that COVID patients were shedding the virus up to 20 days after they developed symptoms. Usually it takes 7 to 10 days incubation, and then the symptoms kick in. So you're looking at 3 weeks, over 21 days. And they also suggested that the more severe the cases, they would shed the virus for longer periods. So, which makes sense because, once your immune system deals with it, the virus is no more. But if you don't have a good immune system, oh well. So I'll be getting back to you on more of the shedding as I kind of come across data that I'm looking at. But I just wanted to get that out there because my phone has been ringing, and that's okay. I don't mind hearing from everybody. So I gave you the highlights there. And getting back to the immune system thing, if you have a good, healthy, strong immune system, I'm not worried about viral shedding. I really am not. People are like, really? They're like astonished. And I'm like, no, I mean, if you've got, a healthy immune system, if you got enough sufficient minerals in your body, the immune system uses those to defend you. So even I've repeated myself at nausea to say that the U.S. National Library of Medicine Institute of Health did a study back in 2015, but it didn't get published until 2019. I don't know why the delay, but they found that if you got zinc, the zinc is used by your immune system to promote a protective protein layer on your cells, kind of a barrier, and the COVID can't penetrate it to get into your cells to replicate it, so it can't make you sick. So, and this is why a lot of the people that really had trouble with COVID had lost their sense of taste and smell, which is an indication of not having any zinc in your system. So that's why they added zinc to the hydroxychloroquine. So it's not rocket science, folks. Minerals matter, nutrition matters, what you put in the body matters, and that even includes vaccines. It matters. You're injecting it into the body, and it's an artificial infection, and the immune system doesn't work that way. There's a certain method that the immune system operates on, and God created it that way. So injecting it damages it. Okay. We'll touch back on this topic soon. Viral shedding, you know, what they're going to be digging up is going to be interesting what they find. But I just know when the immune system has the materials it needs, nutrition it needs, it's very, very hardy at protecting you. Okay. So the powerherbs.com, if you're interested, check out their immune support herbs. If you're looking for the zinc, high profile of zinc, you'll find an astragalus root. And it's a liquid, so a lot of us are using that. Astragalus root is under the immune system tab. If you don't have the internet, no worries. Give us a call at Apothecary Herbs. We can send you a catalog or you can order over the phone. The number is 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 828-469-5972. 828-469-5972. Visit the Power Herbs, thepowerherbs.com. Okay. Okay. So before we go to our first break coming up, we're going to be talking about the power of plants. Now, I've talked about this before, but it's just really important to mention it one more time to you, because people may not be aware that plants offer unique benefits that the pharmaceutical companies have failed to duplicate. Makes the pharmaceutical companies jealous, Frank. Actually. So plants have these chemical components called photo or phytochemicals, and they have lots of flavonoids and minerals. And when we eat herbs or foods that have these nutrients in them, the benefits are really tremendous. So one particular flavonoid identified is bicalin. It is a powerful, has powerful benefits. It has a lot of anti-inflammatory action in it. And if you're worried about COVID with inflammation, then this will interest you. So it has a lot of anti-cancer action and neurological protection. It has antimicrobial benefits and cardiovascular protection. So we're going to check this out and see what the average person can do using some plant sources with these powerful flavonoids. So, bicalin is a flavonoid. It's a phytochemical or a type of flavone, and that often is really taken from roots or leaves for foods and from the herbs. So I like to use roots a lot, Frank. I mean, leaves, stem, flowers are fine, but roots, especially if you harvest in the fall, all the nutrition goes back to the root, and the roots are really powerful. So the bicalin flavonoid helps to regulate signals on a cellular level, helps your cells communicate well. And this is in a direct conflict with vaccines like COVID, because it disrupts that communication. It attempts to rewrite it. That's why they call it a messenger RNA vaccine. It changes the messages that the cells are communicating. So, and this is really important. This is why. This flavonoid, this bicalin flavonoid, has the power to modify proteins with enzymes called kinase cascade. So changes in your proteins can offer functional changes, and this is why you've got these protein spike proteins in your vaccines creating these changes. So scientific medicine has been studying these bicalin implants, this flavonoid implants, for several decades now, and they've learned that it has the potential to reverse or prevent disease. So, for instance, the United States National Library of Medicine and the National Institutes of Health published a study back in December 2012. They stated that the bicalin photochemical has a, quote, intriguing therapeutic photochemical action for destroying cancer. So the research admits that plants that contain specific photochemicals have anti-cancer properties in them. So for certain foods and herbs with these flavonoids can offer people an option to the standard medical cancer treatment of chemotherapy and surgery. So for a particular report, they restated that the plants with bicalin in them show, quote, potent activity against pancreatic cancer. So also reported was the flavonoids are very effective with regards to things like glaucoma, cardiovascular diseases, liver disease, diabetes, and several internal medicine disorders. Well, let's look at the power of these flavonoids. You're going to find high concentrations of baecolin flavonoids in organically grown vegetables and fruits. Fruits and vegetables, fruits and vegetables, fruits and vegetables. Right? I did a show, Frank. Do you remember this? I did a show way back when on the cancer diet, and it included meat and potatoes and donuts, high sugar stuff, very, very low on fiber and fruits and vegetables. And that's how you get cancer typically if it's diet driven. So fruits and vegetables. They also reported that the flavonoids are very effective with regards to, like I said, glaucoma, cardiovascular disease, these things. And this is highly important. They found that green tea, dark chocolate, and even herbs contain the baecolin that will have the most potency. So herbs with the baecolin component in there, with things like skullcap, milk thistle, dandelion root, hawthorn berries, and plantain leaf, all very potent medicinal herbs, and this is why. Let's look at the skullcap herb. It is an interesting herb. There are different varieties grown throughout the world, and they refer to often the American species of skullcap. And this particular variety is been typically used for nervous system issues. So the common name was given to the shape of the flower that kind of looks like a cap, and where do you wear your cap on your head? So skullcap. So other names for skullcap are mad dog, mad weed, because it was said to cure canine rabies. And here are some of the conditions the skullcap has been used over the years. Cholera, convulsions, tetanus, tremors, delirium, insomnia, hysteria, neuralgia, that's nerve numbness, tingling, Parkinson's disease, skin nerve sensitivity, diuretics, and as a laxative. Now, the plant chemistry is showing us that this offers a lot of antibacterial protection, and the flavonoids are also very, very strong in skullcap. They offer a lot of antispasmodic action, a sedative action, but they don't work like pharmaceutical narcotics, okay? They also give you a relaxed feeling, offered without cognitive abilities and coordinations being sacrificed. So you can still function, okay? So it kind of takes tension out of the nervous system. Also on that list that I mentioned was milk thistle, one of my favorite herbs. Common name is due to the milky substances that come from the plant. Now, if you plant milk thistle in your garden, it will take over. It'll grow 10 feet high. It is indigenous to the Middle East. It's cultivated now everywhere. Scientific studies have shown milk thistle will improve the production of milk or lactating mothers. So the flavonoids in the plant are very substantial, and one particular is silymarin, scientifically known to assist the liver to prevent damage from disease and to regenerate its cells quickly. So milk thistle is has a lot of antioxidants, and will inhibit oxidative stress. That's what it'll inhibit. So milk thistle has been successfully used for things like cirrhosis of the liver, chronic hepatitis, fatty liver, inflammatory skin conditions, and jaundice. So about every pharmacy in Europe uses milk thistle and dispenses it as an extract. They use it to even prevent disease, so it's a prevention therapy. Milk thistle has no side effects, and it can be used for long periods of time. Scientific studies are comparing milk thistle to having more antioxidants than even vitamin E. So, and this could explain why milk thistle is known for regenerating the liver tissue. Now, back in 07, researchers at the University of California discovered the protective benefits of the milk thistle for the treatment of hepatitis diseases. Dr. Hugh and his colleagues published their findings in the World Journal of Gastroenterology. Helps fight liver cancer, he said, and also reported that it reduced cancer cell production and reduced spreading of cancer, encouraged cancer cell suicide, and altered the structure of the cancer cell to prohibit its replication. Also on that list I read was dandelion root. Last few years, you know, a lot of dandelion root studies have been coming out, but it did hit a spotlight in 2012 when Windsor University Medical Center, Quebec, Canada, reported it fights cancer, very powerful. It helps, you know, the cancer cell commit suicide. Their research did out online. You can look it up online, their research, and they claim their dandelion root kills all known cancer cells, so it's not just a specific type of cancer. They said the flavonoids in the dandelion root make cancer cells commit suicide without harming healthy cells. So dandelion is a member of your sunflower family. It's indigenous to Western Europe and the Mediterranean. And due to the plant's ability to be cultivated by wind currents, scientists can't really say for sure what the origins of dandelion are. So it does grow all over the world. It grows in most climates. Records of dandelion medicinal use were revealed in the 10th century writings by Arabian doctors. So, and they wrote that the plant was a remedy for a lot of disorders, and the common name for this plant was French, thought to be looked at as the leaf pattern looked like lion's teeth, so dandelion, and the ancient use of dandelion root was as a laxative, as a diuretic, liver disorders, spleen disorders, heartburn, rheumatism, gout, and eczema. So modern discoveries of the benefits of dandelion root are in the works as a blood purifier, helps the kidneys and the pancreas. Also helps reduce bowel time, transit time. If you're a little sluggish, it absorbs a lot of toxins from the bowel, so it helps detox you and balances intestinal flora and gets rid of a lot of inflammation there. So a lot of benefits to dandelion, very important element to consider. And if you have trouble with electrolytes, it helps balance those as well. I can see I'm long in the break. I got to take a break, so we'll be right back with more.
Making a living the old hard way, taking and giving my day by day.
Pumping life into the original medicine. Herbalist Wendy Wilson will be right back.
Million Americans manage sleep apnea instead of resolving it. Sleep apnea increases risk of heart disease, depression, and death. New research from Rutgers University states the thyroid manufactures hormones used as neurotransmitters to regulate breathing during sleep. This suggests the thyroid gland needs balancing to address sleep apnea. So forget the CPAP machine. Call Apothecary Herbs for their sleep apnea herb formulas to remove cellular stress and feed the thyroid the nutrition it needs for better sleep. Call now to order 866-229-3663, 866-229-3663, or online at thepowerherbs.com. Thepowerherbs.com. Money back guarantee with our organic professional strength formulas, because if you're serious about herbs, you need Apothecary Herbs.
Go green. Herb Talk Live, green, now with herbalist Wendy Wilson.
Is Is your PSA count high? Half of all men over 50 have an enlarged prostate. You can shrink your prostate without harmful drugs or risky surgery. The secret to healing the prostate is to cleanse the prostate and the liver. Call Apothecary Herbs to ask about the Prostate Kit for a comprehensive way to heal and soothe your prostate. Educate yourself on how easy it can be to disinfect, cleanse, and restore your prostate gland. Call Apothecary Herbs for the Prostate Kit and successfully reduce swelling, inflammation, dissolve stones, and cleanse the blood to obtain the results you need. Money-back guarantee with every purchase. Call the experts in organ cleansing. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the Prostate Kit and empower yourself. Toll free 866-229-3663 or international callers 704-875-8010. That's toll free 866-229-3663 or visit the web at thepowerherbs.com.
I don't trust anyone wearing a mask. Robbers, cattle rustlers, or doctors. I listen to Herb Talk Live.
Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in an untested vaccine, hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate in those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad-spectrum immune-boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Or take your chances with the bad boys. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free, 866-229-3663, or online, thepowerherbs.com.
We're back here on Herb Talk, and Frank is okay. Well, we're gonna wrap up this segment on the power of plants, and there's just hawthorn berries and then plantain on the list that I want to go over. Now, American settlers across the early American plains used hawthorn berries. They put them in marmalades and in their jelly. But they really didn't know why hawthorn berries were good for them. But it is one of the herbalist's favorite herbs for heart tonics. So the hawthorn berry shrub is indigenous to Europe and the Mediterranean area and Africa. A lot of people there add hawthorn to ground flour. So we read that hawthorn's greatness happened in some early writings in 90 AD. The Greek physician Dioscorides, he wrote about hawthorn berries and how it helped with a lot of ailments, and also they would mention the berries grown near the Mount of Olives in Jerusalem. Now, over the centuries, hawthorn has been used for things like blood pressure problems, rapid heartbeat, arrhythmias, angina pain of the heart, arterial sclerosis, and even rheumatism. So scientific research that was back in 2008, Center for Advanced Health reported that hawthorn works like a vasodilator. Often it performs better than the prescription drugs, they reported. So the benefits of hawthorn come from the flavonoids, once again, helps dilate blood vessels, coronary arteries, helps reduce blood pressure, and the strain on the heart itself. So very, very good herb to have on hand. Plantain leaf was also on our list, and plantain seems to be in the same boat as the dandelion with regards to people regarded as an unwanted yard weed and wants to spray with the Roundup. There's long history of plantain, both inside and outside the body being used. Native American Indians used it. Settlers of America used it. extremely good plant to have to reverse poisonous situations, poisonous bites and rashes even. It has been used inside the body to soothe the digestive tract and stimulate your immune system. History shows it's been used for snake bites, poison ivy, diarrhea, dysentery, inflammatory bowel diseases, as well as hemorrhoids, cancer, and thrush or yeast problem. So there's tools out here. There's precious tools, powerful tools that, you know, man has ignored and overlooked for long enough. Even in scripture, God tells us from the first chapter to the last chapter of the Bible that herbs are here for our convenience, for our health, and for our healing. And God can't lie. And if you want to know what scriptures those are, that would be Genesis chapter 1, verses 29 and 30, Psalms 104, verse 14, Hebrews chapter 6, verse 7, 5 to 7, I believe, Revelations chapter 22, verse 2. So there's just a few that you can look up, and God encourages you to look into the herbal form of medicine out there. And it's so powerful that, you know, the drug companies used ingredients from herbs to make drugs early in the last couple hundred years. But now they synthetic, everything's synthetic. So, so, you know, if herbs were impotent and didn't have any power whatsoever, why do the drug companies use them? Good question. So take control. You can take control. Take the power back. The folks at Apothecary Herbs have many of the herbs we just talked about: skullcap, milk thistle, dandelion, hawthorn berry, plantain leaf, and much more. Give them a call at 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. ThePowerHerbs.com is the web address, and get their free catalog. They are working on a new catalog, but it hasn't been released yet. So the one that you would request will still be what you need to have in your hot hands and learn how to empower yourself. All right, we're going to move on to another topic here. We're going to talk about what I call the beneficial effect report. Now, the world recognizes the German E-Commission as a health authority, similar to the United States FDA. That's basically what it is. So the German E-Commission was created in 1978 by the German Federal Health Agency, and they were specifically there to study the safety and efficiency, get this, of herbal medicines. Now, in 1994, they published a 400-page monograph, which is a recipe book on herbal medicines. And this research they produced was it also included, you know, the plant action, the dose, and even side effects, if there were any. U.S. practitioners were permitted to have access to this information for use. And these monograph or these recipes from Germany were considered proof that herbs are safe and efficient through the standards recognized and are not the standards, they say, well, are not as rigorous as those in the United States, is what they were complaining about. But Germany does embrace the use of medicinal herbs, but only under strict guidelines and research that proves the desired effect from the plant. So according to the World Health Authorities, compared to the United States, Germany far exceeds the U.S. with regard to herbal medicine and supplements. So how much do they exceed us by? Well, we're told 70% of the substances that are prescribed in Germany are herbal. And notice that in Germany, you will need a physician's prescription or permission to use the herbs. So herbal medicine prescriptions are paid for by the socialized healthcare system in Germany. Currently, Germany utilizes about 1,400 different herbal medicines, and they incorporate about 700 species of plants. And why is that important? Well, when a country socializes their healthcare system, they turn the availability and legal right to use medicinal herbs over to the government. So in which case, we have witnessed that such an action could be promoted here in the United States if we let it, and we'd have a significant loss. We would have restrictions on the availability of some herbs, like such is the case in England, Australia, and New Zealand, and other European Union countries. So when food, herbs, and spices become highly regulated, they become more difficult and expensive to get. However, scientific medicine in the United States has often said herbs have no medicinal value whatsoever. So let's take a look at what other health authorities and scientists are saying about your medicinal value in your herbs. This is a journal article, Journal of Clinical Nutrition, 2008. They quoted this: about one-third of all FDA-approved drugs used in conventional medicine have their origins from plants. World Health Organization says this: about 70% of the world population relies on plants for their primary health care, utilizing 70,000 species of plants used as medicine. The Journal of Medicinal and Aromatic Plants, November 2012, said this: at least 50 major prescription drugs originated from approximately 17% of the medicinal plants. The chemical diversity of plants represents a potential limitless source for the use in pharmaceutical drugs. And this is a quote from Daniel Mormon. He's a botanist. He says, in the United States, the herbal medicine represents a rich and unexplored source of nutrition for pharmaceuticals. Native Americans used about 9% of the medicinal plants available, and a majority of the plants remain unknown, even unexplored. End of quote. So we had some early medications. Some of the early medications that medical science took nutrition from the herbs to make, and then now they make synthetic copycats instead. So this is some of the nutrition they took from herbs to make their prescription drugs. They used snake root. Usually that came from India, and they used it for blood pressure drugs. They took foxglove plant and made digitalis out of it. Willow bark, they made aspirin, salicylic acid. That's what they make, aspirin. Mahung herb, they made epinephrine with that. Allergy asthma drugs, or Sudafed. Yep. European periwinkle, they used it to make Toxol, which is an anti-cancer compound, and wormwood they used for malaria drugs. So, but here's something you may not know, because I've mentioned this before. Scientific medicine has more information they don't officially share with patients, such as their knowledge of what herbs kill certain cells that promote disease like cancer. So here in the Journal of Clinical Nutrition, science was admitting that herbs have the power to kill cancer cells. Now, alas, herbs in their original state, they are really more palatable and more potent, and they do not serve the scientific health complex in making a lot of money, so this is why you don't hear about it. So patients are really not told or sold any herbs. They're sold expensive toxic drugs and treatments that really don't heal them of cancer instead. So here, here's a journal article. It's talking about alternative treatments in about 15-year-old boy with Hodgkin's disease. And he said doctors recommended the traditional treatment of radiation, chemotherapy, and they said he'd have an 80% survival rate. The family rejected that treatment plan. Instead, they went home and used astragalus and dandelion root. The herb boosted the immune system, and the dandelion destroyed the cancer. It's important to note that herbs with toxic drug treatments are not recommended, so try not to mix your therapies. And patients should select one mode of treatment or the other. Don't fence it. You got to decide which road you're going down. Also, here's an article on echinacea root, which is also known as an immune support herb. Here's a journal article that said echinacea had anti-infective effects. Scientists could not agree on which of the six active elements in the root was the benefactor at destroying infection. And one thing the scientists did agree on is that echinacea root has power to exert influence over the immune system, in particular in mobilizing the killer T cells to destroy infection. So echinacea helps your body make antibodies to kill the infection. Isn't that wonderful? It shortens your duration of illness that way. Well, let's look at some wisdom here. Some of scientists, you know, are recognizing there's an accumulation of botanical knowledge that's been passed down through the traditional systems in medicine, not only in America, but in China, India, the Middle East, Europe, Africa. So it's kind of a worldwide thing. And I've said this many times, Frank, you don't pass on stuff that doesn't work, right? So the empirical history is proving this. So the hidden power in your plants has been learned kind of like trial and error, similar to science testing synthetic drugs today on lab animals and even humans, or your COVID vaccine. Test, test, test on the patient worldwide. So trying to unlock the biological action of your herbs is very complicated. But see, they can't patent what God made. They got to dissect it, break it apart, make it their own, and then they can patent it. But then it doesn't work the same. When you fractionalize plant compounds, you change the chemistry, you genetically modify the thing, and it doesn't work the same. So herbs have this active, complex chemical component to them, and it has a synergistic effect. So sometimes when you add herbs, pair them with other herbs, they have a synergistic effect. They magnify the power of one another. They work well. So it can, I don't know, it can take science several decades, even a lifetime, to even unlock some of those mysteries. So dissecting, isolating herb components to make their drugs increases your risk of side effects because it's no longer the whole food source it once was. So this is why when they took salicin from willow bark to make aspirin, they fractionalized it and it became acetylsalicylic acid, and it's very harsh and hard on your system. And this is why it interferes with a lot of metabolic processes. In other words, it lowers fever, so it cuts off your antibody production like that. Bam. Also can create thinning of the blood and bleeding, hemorrhaging. So salicin in its whole food source doesn't do that. Doesn't do that. It's great as an anti-inflammatory in its whole willow bark by itself. And it also lifts pain, but it doesn't have those side effects. So each component of your plants will have a direct or indirect impact on the body. And if you have missing elements, it causes an imbalance and an undesirable reaction, also known as a side effect. So scientific medicine should actually respect the evolutionary approach to herbal medicine and the creator who made it. Several generations and use of plants worldwide remain the first choice for treatment for a majority of people today. Here is some quotes from Norman Farnsworth, U.S. pharmacologist. He said, 89 plant-derived drugs currently prescribed in the industrial world were discovered by studying traditional herbal medicine. The Journal of Medicinal and Aromatic Plants in 2012 wrote, people cannot live without plants for medicine, oxygen, forage, and food. Yeah. Journal of Medicinal Aromatic Plants also stated, medicinal research indicates that epidemic diseases from a geographical location usually offer plants to cure or contain the spread of that disease. Yep, known fact. They go on to say medicinal oils from plants will have varying potency depending on the altitude the plant's grown in. Higher altitudes offer higher concentrations in essential oil. Now, that's an important thing to note because what's going on in the European Union where they want to standardize everything, standardize everything, and that includes their medicinal products. I'm laughing at that, Frank. I am laughing at that because no plant's going to be the same year after year, harvest after harvest. There's so many things that affect the plant, the amount of sunlight, the amount of water, if there's any kind of chemical exposure. And this guy was talking about altitude. You can't standardize that. You just can't. So the difference in the healing philosophies of the ancient herbal world and our modern scientific medicine today is that the ancient world's focus was on wellness and not disease. The ancient healers that used plants as medicine didn't address symptoms, but the entire physiology of the patient. So about 2,000 years ago, man took poppy seeds to make pain drugs or morphine from it. And of course, well, the average person no longer has free access to these plants to do that. Now, typically, that is what, you know, governing bodies do. They restrict the availability and use of plants known to have great benefit and leave the population with plants that have less of a benefit. So they took away your pain plants from you. So, and this is what you have seen within the European Union, where the people of 13 countries lost their direct use of 20,000 plants overnight. The government would not bother with plants to have any of the healthful benefits. So modern socialized healthcare has become more about control than about health. So one thing that the government can't seem to ease is that the herbal medicine is at the core plant of our wellness. It's at our core. It's a part of our wellness. And God spoke that. And you can't change that. That his words live forever. You can't undo that. Now, some of the health authorities look at a lot of herbs over the world and they assess them. What are some of the top herbs people seek? Over and over again, ginkgo biloba for improving cognitive function, garlic as an anti-infectious agent, and also ginseng for stamina on a cellular level. So those are the three top ones most countries look for. Common reasons people in industrialized parts of the world are gravitating towards herbal medicine is they're less expensive, gentler on the body, fits their philosophy or ideology of healing. They want to avoid side effects and adverse events. It's more personalized healthcare, they feel, and it allows greater understanding of being well. Now, the WHO, the World Health Organization, says herbs, you know, people use herbs. They typically apply them for chronic health issues. People seek herbs for cardiovascular diseases, prostate problems, depression, inflammation and pain issues, immune system support, and diabetes. Big time, all of those. I can attest to that. And plant and processing your plants is a big deal. I was asked the other day, I said, well, if you start with an organic till standard herb and you have organic alcohol, if you're making tinctures, and you don't use heat in your process, you're organic all the way. You're certified organic all the way. You don't alter that, you're fine. Really, you are. Here's a quote from the National Center for Biotechnological Advances 2011. They said, plants made into extracts or tinctures will vary depending on the ingredient quality, the catalyst that is used, the temperature used, the extraction and aging time, and this is no standardization, and the product is likely to vary significantly. Well, this is true. I'm telling you, a majority of your tinctures made today by your big herb companies use forced extraction methods, creates friction and heat, lowers the potency, but they can make a product in a day. Whereas if you age something, let time do the work, you cold press it, and you got a very potent formula. But, you know, a lot of these companies don't want to warehouse the stuff. They don't want to age it. The more you touch something, the more expensive it gets. So they just don't do it. So you get substandard stuff. Well, not the folks at Apothecary Herbs. They do that the old-fashioned way. They age stuff and they cold press it. So that's why it's a game changer. Mm-hmm. Here is a quote from the WHO. They said, national policies are the basis for defining the role of traditional medicines in national healthcare programs, ensuring the necessity of regulations and legal mechanisms are established for promoting them and maintaining good practice, safety, and access to healthcare resources. Well, again, control and regulations mean you have less access and it's more expensive. So stand up for your rights all the way, no matter what it is. The folks at Apothecary Herbs can send you their free product catalog, and you can see the powerful tools in there. And they're big time into educating you on how these herbs work. So with each product, you get an info sheet. It explains more. So, you know, it tells you a little bit more about the plant, how the benefits and things, which, you know, you can't get on a product label because there's not enough room for that. So, they're educated customers, you know, an educated consumer is their best customer, basically. So if you want education, you want tools, you'll get the job done. So check them out. Go to thepowerherbs.com, thepowerherbs.com. Call them for a toll for a free product catalog. The number's toll free at 866-229-3663, 866-229-3663. If you're outside the U.S., dial 828-469-5972, 828-469-5972, thepowerherbs.com, and sign up for the newsletters. They go out each week. The American Survival and Health Quest go out each week, and it's information that you can share with family and friends, also passing on the empowerment, which is vital for people to survive today. So, yeah, don't keep it a secret. It's not... Well, it is the world's best-kept secret, but, you know, the powers want it that way. But you can help share the information, and that's one way of doing it, thepowerherbs.com. Also, check out if you want to download a book that's 400 pages on herbs because they're timeless. The benefits of herbs are timeless. Check out the Power Herbs book. It's just $14.99. Also, there on the website under books and newsletters and free catalog and get empowered. You can pick your format, PDF, Kindle, or iPad. It's all about, you know, a learning curve. It's sort of like you learned how to brush your teeth and you learned how to tie your shoes. You can learn how to use herbs. Frank is a big garlic user, and he stands by the garlic. It pulls him out of all kinds of things and doesn't have big bills at the doctor's office. So very broad spectrum garlic is one of my favorites too, Frank. Antiviral, antibacterial, antifungal, anti-yeast. It's amazing. And science has been studying garlic for decades, and they still can't figure it out. Well, you can figure it out. God's got herbs here for you and for the healing of the nations, and God can't lie. Trust him. The information presented is not intended to diagnose, treat, prevent, or cure disease, so seek medical advice if you dare from a licensed medical physician before using any product or therapy. I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Until next time, I wish you all to be well.